It's spring break, baby. Whoa. Welcome.
Confidently insecure.
Insecure the podcast where we're absolutely sure we don't know everything. I am your host, Zach Nut on Me, Daddy Towers.
Oh, and I'm Kelsey, Daddy Nut on Me, Dara.
And we're talking about spring break, y'all. Well, spring, Easter, it's sprung.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I'm thinking coconut, like, smelling sunscreen. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking sand between my toes.
And cracks.
And in all my holes, if mm-hmm. I did it right. I'm thinking great drunks, horrible hangovers.
Oof. And the sun, when you're drunk during spring break.
Day drinking.
It just hits different.
Oh, it'll knock you out. That's a truly, you have to be ready to take a big, like a 4-hour nap mm-hmm. and then go out at like 11 p.m.
Did you know spring technically started yesterday?
Yeah, I did.
I did not fucking know that.
I did because I was doing a radio thing, but they film it. And so I was like, I wonder if I can wear my spring clothes yet. It was the first day of spring.
Hold, sorry. You're just going to breeze past. What the fuck are your spring clothes?
Pastels.
That's your spring clothes?
That's spring.
I'm wearing pastel year round, baby.
Yeah, well, you're fucking up.
I thought you were going to say an icon, but I'll take.
Oh, no.
I'll take either or.
Icons are kind of the queens and kings of fucking up.
I'll take it.
Iconic behavior.
Sure.
Iconically messy, iconically foolish, iconically Kelsey.
My new sitcom.
Iconically Kelsey, delusional Dara.
Oh my God. I am wearing a necklace that says delusional. I kind of love it. When this comes out, it'll have been the last day of my retreat. The second annual Don't Panic
Tell us
retreat.
How it went.
No one went to the hospital this time.
Oh my. Didn't you send one right away, like day one?
No.
Didn't you?
It was like day three.
Oh, was it? Okay, yeah. Okay. But wasn't it like pain day one, worse
yes.
day two,
yes.
can't move day three?
Yeah. Cool. Like being carted
out. Don'tpanicretreat.com.
Come. Hopefully.
Some people never leave.
It went so well, we're probably doing a third, I'm going to assume. But it's spring has sprung, the flowers have bloomed. What's going on in your life?
Wait,
do you have any...
Housekeeping? The way we are doing this podcast now is so stressful.
Truly, if you still listen to this podcast after all the audio crazy shit this podcast has gone through, thank
you. Yeah, you're a real one for sure.
You're the only reason I keep doing this.
Oh my God. Also, I need to put it out to the confident bottoms because I'm such a thorn in Kelsey's side when it comes to prepping for
what?
These episodes because Kelsey really does like to prepare for mm-hmm. these. Mm-hmm. She likes to have like a juicy topic.
Mm-hmm.
She likes to do research.
I do.
And I like don't like any of that. And I'm a firm believer that a lot of people probably at this point just tune in because they love you. And maybe they love me too.
Anyone who is actually interested in the content's gone.
Maybe.
Because they can't stand the audio.
Well, this is the audio that bad?
I've had a very rough relationship with audio in the podcasting world for this podcast.
Why? Because you're doing it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know how simple my setup was for Good Morning Sodomites? And it sounded
how
perfect
did you,
every time.
Yeah, but did you do split screen? Did
no.
you edit? Did you use an AI editor for back and forth for social media?
To be clear, we haven't even put anything up from that. So we haven't even used it yet.
It will have already gone up. Tiana just sent me edits.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, and it went viral. Congrats.
Wait, it did?
No, I'm manifesting
it. Yes, it did. It did. It went viral. No, but I just like, maybe I'm curious to know. Confident Bottoms, please weigh in. Please DM Kelsey mm-hmm. or Con Pod or mm-hmm. me. If you just like to hear us talk about what more chaos. Like, you know how on tour, we didn't teach them a goddamn thing?
I'd like to think we taught them the power of friendship.
And blowing up condoms.
Okay, fair. Yeah, they learned nothing.
Yeah. And I think they really enjoyed themselves.
Yeah, but that was such a physical tour. What are we going to do sitting here?
You don't have faith that we can talk about stuff?
I mean, I do, but with no structure, Zach, my life.
Well, no. There would be, structure. There might be, what's going on with you at
uh-huh.
housekeeping?
Uh-huh.
And then TikTok taught me is another good one.
Uh-huh.
And then there'd be things like what's going on in the world. If there's something that you really want to talk about.
I feel like that's what we do.
No. Because last time it was like, he's like, we're talking about women.
You
and
just
like,
don't want to do any. You just want to get here and talk.
So what I wanted to know was, do you listen because you're like, oh, I really want to hear about all these random topics? Or is it just like, I love Kelsey and Zach. I don't give a shit what they say.
I feel like I did this podcast when it started because I wanted to learn as much as everyone that was listening. Like, we would have such fascinating guests on. And then I learned it all.
Yeah.
I have no more brain space.
Yeah.
To, like, try and find an expert every week on something new was so taxing. And I was, like, begging people. And then I would meet people who were like, I'll come on your podcast. I'm like, and talk about what? And do what?
And then I'm sure some of them were boring.
Yeah. Well, I hope not, but maybe they were.
Well, they're not like bringing up anal every episode.
Then you are. You're welcome. That's for sure. I'm on my period, and I just want to shout out, this is not sponsored, but NYX, they really, would you believe these, I'm bleeding straight into these pants.
Wait. Talk to me about NYX. Now it really sounds like a sponsored thing,
NYX,
but like.
NYX is a KNIX. NYX.
Like the basketball team?
Yeah, I'm shocked you knew that.
Is that like it though? Is that where it came from?
No.
Okay.
But it's built in period underwear. So I'm like, or period clothing, underwear, bathing suits, workout gear. So like, this is a pad.
So you don't have a tampon in?
No.
Do you like tampons?
No.
Why?
When I got off birth control at 27, I started having horrific periods, like really bad cramps and stuff. And so even just wearing a tampon in sometimes hurts.
You pop it right out.
Yeah, I go.
Wait, in girl kingdom, are tampons more accepted than pads?
Yes, I would say they're probably more worn than pads.
Is that because of the patriarchy?
We just want us to be plugged, inserted at all times.
Well, or just like girls, like I don't want my vagina to look puffy or something.
First of all, vaginas aren't puffy. Let's just be very clear. I think it probably, you know, I think it's an ease thing. Tampons, you're just like in and out. Pads are like, some people think they're a little bit messier. I don't. And some people think it's gross. Like you're bleeding into this thing and then you're sitting on it all day. Whereas tampons, like just keep it up there.
So wait, then when you take off the pad, does your vagina look like it just like murdered someone? Like it like bit someone and.
Yes, it looks like a dog that mauled itself.
I'm saying, does it have like blood splatter around the lips?
No, splatter. How do you think
okay,
a period
I'm
works?
I'm thinking. Blood
yeah.
coming out of your vagina.
Correct.
And then sitting in the pad, like the blood is between your vagina.
But the pad is so absorbent.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what happens if you get turned on when you're wearing a pad? Does it suck the juices out?
It's not sucking anything. It's just there. It's there when you need it.
But it's like it senses the moisture and goes.
No, it's not a starfish. Like it's not like it doesn't have a mind of its own. It just sits there, and you either bleed into it or come into it. I don't know. Why don't you wear a pad for a day? See what I'm talking about?
Why are you yelling at me? First,
there was
of all?
A trend
Is
on
because you're a period.
Yes, shut the fuck up. It's still Women's History Month, okay? There was a TikTok trend happening a while ago where people were asking their boyfriends how did they think a pad went. In and like so many boyfriends thought that the sticky side stuck to your pussy.
Oh, it sticks to your underwear.
Yeah. That but guys think we like suctioned it onto us.
I'm going to be brave and say, I don't think I knew there was a sticky side.
Sometimes you know, ladies, when you're at the restaurant and you don't have a pad on you, you just wad a toilet paper up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No sticky side.
No sticky side.
Wow.
Oh,
man, that made me think of something. Oh.
Oh?
Straight guys are like, negative stupid. Like, how do you date and pursue women and not know? Okay, should it be doing their research on women?
Like, Zach, you're asking so much of men.
If they do stats on their favorite baseball players, why don't they know how a pad works?
They've never had to. Why would anything change? If we went, hey, you can't fuck me unless you tell me how the reproductive system in a woman works, no one would be getting fucked.
Oh, I talked about this with someone else. I think in order to get a Viagra prescription, you should have to complete like a written test.
What's the test consist of?
Like, what are you going to do with your hard penis, basically? And then but through the questions, we know like, do they know to eat a woman out first? Do they know to ask a woman this? Like, we need to know what you're doing with this weapon we
yeah,
just
but
gave you.
They'd also have to be hooked up to a lie detector test.
I think some of them don't actually know. So even if they were lying, they at least like know what they should be doing. I think some guys don't know.
How about instead of taking a test, in order to get the prescription, you have to watch a video about eating a girl out, and it's like eye tracking motion to know that you're not.
Or it's Clockwork Orange style. They hold your eyes, their eyes open.
Zach, we were supposed to be talking about spring and the Easter, and I don't know how we got here, but you're Clockwork Oranging, holding open your eyeballs at me right now. Well, and I don't like it at all.
Okay. Periods are spring.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Say more.
I mean, they're colorful. They represent kind of like
a shedding anew.
Yes.
Okay.
And they're girls.
Fair. Spring is girls.
Spring is girls.
Yeah. The way orange is Thursday. I think
summer might be... Summer is probably gays.
Summer is non-binary.
See, I think fall is non-binary.
I think fall is girl. Winter... boy.
Yeah, winter's boy. Winter's slushy.
Yeah.
Kind cold. Of like, yeah, cold. That's the
thing.
They
love a sweater. Like, they want to be inside. It's so boy.
Yeah.
They want a reason to go out drinking with their pals.
I really think fall. Okay, the girls, obviously basic girls, have like pumpkin spice mm-hmm. and all those things cornered. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, something about summer. So, oh, the gays don't get anything?
The gays can have spring.
No, the periods have spring.
Oh, okay. Well, then women get two.
Only because it's Women's Month. As soon as it's fucking April, I'm taking all of them back.
Moving on to... Zach's trying to prove a point. I bet that we can do a whole episode of just talking.
I would never do that.
Yeah. Well, here's an exact point of why we should move to that format instead of what I'm doing. I told Zach, let's talk about Easter / spring break or whatever. And I said, wouldn't it be funny if we both wrote stories about...
You said a five-minute story.
I said a five-minute story about the true origin of the Easter Bunny.
And to which I said, you have a homework kink.
And I went, what, LMAO? Ha, 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 ha.
And then you're like, let's do this project together.
And like, then Zach shows up to my house and I was like, my story, I went a little crazy on my story. And Zach goes, oh, I didn't do that.
No.
What?
No. 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 My spontaneous thoughts are for sure better than me sitting down and writing a short story that I don't need to write.
Okay. Well, without further ado, I would like to present then only Kelsey's version that I completely made up. Wrote down for myself a short story about the origin of the Easter Bunny.
Wait, also, I thought this was going to be like after the break.
No, I have a whole segment for after the break.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, it's all about spring break.
Okay.
Okay. Kelsey's Bunny story. So this
is
how
it's called?
This is how the Easter Bunny came to be the Easter Bunny.
Bad titles.
So you know how Easter is all about chocolate eggs, colorful bunnies, and finding excuses to stuff your face with candy guilt-free, and everyone thinks it's called the Easter Bunny?
It's also about periods.
Well, I'm here to actually tell you it's misheard. Did you know the origins of Easter Bunny is actually called the Eater Bunny? Da, da, da! Once upon a time, in a land far, far away, there was a little bunny named Benny. Benny roamed around the field that happened to be... Benny roamed around an open field that happened to house a secret meth lab at the farm.
Okay.
Now, Benny wasn't your ordinary little fluffy rabbit. No, he accidentally got addicted to crack when he stumbled upon this human meth lab on his farm. He stopped searching for carrots in his daily walks and started craving crack. Benny was so addicted, he started to lose everything. He could no longer hump his wife because he was thinking about crack. His wife took the bunny kids and left. And Benny knew he needed to go cold turkey. He knew he couldn't do it anymore. But how could he replace his cravings for crack? How could he replace his family? His wife and kids vanished without a trace. So one day in the crack lab, Benny saw his human meth cooker eating a bag of colorful food. If they eat this instead of doing crack, maybe I could do it too. The bag was a bag of peanut M&Ms. See, there was Benny had his first true taste of the most addictive substance on earth, sugar. Benny needed sugar. The crack? Huh, that was easy to kick. Where were his kids? More like, where were the Kit Kats? Where was his 401k? Who cares? He needed to find those payday chocolate bars. He'd hop around the meadow, sniffing out sugary treats anywhere he could find. He became mad, obsessed, started hoarding sweets and chocolate chocolates anywhere he could find them. He built a small hole inside the ground to house it all. He started wearing a tiny bow, recluse to underground by day and scavenging for chocolate at night. Yep, he was a regular Willy Wonka of the rabbit world. But Benny's sweet tooth led him down a dark path. You see, he's heard about the candy store. Yes, the candy store in the city. The city he could get anything he wanted. It sounded too good to be true. With his Oompa Loompas running the factory back home, Benny decided to venture out into the city for the first time to find a candy store.
This is, I'm going to say, too long.
He hitched a ride inside the tailpipe of his meth.
Calvin, you wrote this on Ambien.
He hitched a ride inside the tailpipe of his meth cook's car and made it into New York City. Benny followed his nose to a magical place called Dylan's Candy Bar. Mountains of chocolate, rivers of caramel and candy galore. It was bunny heaven on earth. Benny thought he'd hit the jackpot, but little did he know he was about to stumble into an even bigger mess, which was scarier than his side of the woods. Dylan Lauren, the daughter of Ralph Lauren and owner of Dylan's Candy Bar in the candy bar chain world. This is an author's note aside. Did you know that Dylan's Candy Bar actually is a woman named Dylan Lauren who is the daughter of Ralph Lauren?
No.
That's who Dylan is.
That's the most interesting part of this so far.
So Dylan was seeing business around April start to dip. And when she caught Benny digging around in her jelly beans, she got an idea. See, she'd use Benny to help sell candy to the animal world. She cut him in on a good split. And, of course, they started sleeping together. That's right. Benny was decked out in Ralph Lauren. They were New York City's hottest power couple. But Benny, as usual, got going on too much of a high. See, he'd forgotten his roots, that he used to be a lowly bunny from the farm at one point. During one of Benny's outings to deal candy to the street rats, he saw his family, who was on vacation to see the Empire State Building. Benny couldn't believe his little bunny eyes. He approached his wife, but he didn't know that Dylan was not far behind him, watching on, coming to meet for a midday hump with Benny, but witnessed Benny trying to grovel for his wife in front of the Empire State Building back, New York City's most romantic destination. Dylan was pissed. She drove back to her candy shop, devising a plan. As for Benny, his wife barely recognized him. It'd been years since she left him, and to see him all decked out in Ralph Lauren / a Willy Wonka combo outfit, screaming at her with jelly beans coming out of his pockets, confirmed what long held traumas she knew to be true. Benny was still an addict. She scampered off with Benny's kids and told Benny never contact them again. Benny went hopping home with his tail between his legs, but not everything at home it was okay.
Oh my God, Kelsey!
You see, Dylan Lauren of Dylan's Candy Bar,
yeah, well, I
Ralph
remember.
Lauren's daughter, she was a witch. Now, this wasn't your typical cackling broomstick riding witch. Oh no, she was a master of dark magic and twisted confections. And when she caught Benny trying to nibble on his previous ex-wife, she cursed him with a wicked spell. With a sinister laugh, she turned him from Benny the bunny into the eater bunny, a monstrous creature with an insatiable appetite for all things sweet. She banished him back to the woods to never allow him to step back into the city again unless he could find the secret sweet treat to break the spell. If he wanted to live and die by the sugar, he was going to have to go back to scavenging it from the woods like his humble beginnings. She was no longer going to feed his addiction, fashion, and bunny penis. Benny, I mean the eater bunny now, was morphed into a ravenous sweet bunny monster banished back to the woods. From that day on, Benny roamed the land, devouring everything in its path. Chocolate eggs, jelly beans, but deep down, beneath all that chocolatey chaos, Benny longed to break free from this witch's curse and return to his fluffy bunny form, a simple time when he was just a father addicted to human crack. Many moons passed, centuries, and one day while walking along the path of the woods, Benny the eater bunny spotted a man.
How have centuries passed since Ralph Lauren time?
A bearded man that was carrying a long wooden cross. Dylan. It was Jesus.
No!
Author's note. Now is not the time to ask about the timeline or time jumping. This is just the way that legend has it, okay? Benny didn't know who this man was. He just knew he felt magical. Did he have the secret treat to break the spell? Hey, look, Jesus said, a crowd of people forming behind him. It's the eater bunny. The what? Someone from the crowd asked. Someone whispered, I think he said the Easter Bunny. No, said Jesus. I said they eat. But it was too late. Jesus was then hanged on the cross and died for our sins. So Benny the Eater Bunny kept living his life underground, hoping he'd come across a secret treat. But he didn't trust humans anymore. He saw what Dylan could do with her magical powers, and he'd seen what those people did to Jesus. So he decided that only once a year, he'd leave the safety of his underground Willy Wonka-like palace to search for the secret treat.
He's back in his Willy Wonka palace?
Yeah, that's where Ralph Lauren's daughter banished him back to the woods.
And Jesus is there?
Jesus was walking through the woods one day on his way to his crucifixion.
So this is all happening in the Middle East.
I didn't say. So he was underground in the safety of his underground Willy Wonka-like palace to search for the secret treat, the golden egg. It is said that whoever finds the elusive golden egg will be granted one wish, and Benny hopes beyond his hope that he could wish to be free from this curse and finally become unaddicted. Eventually, though, the Oompa Loompas formed a union when Benny couldn't pay their wages anymore and left to go work for the real Willy Wonka, Timothy Chalamet. And there, and as we all know, Benny the Eater slash Easter Bunny, the Oompas, and there, as a fuck you to Benny the Eater Easter Bunny, the Oompas and Willy Timothy Chalamet started producing golden eggs to sell so that it would confuse Benny into never, ever finding the real golden egg, which, spoiler alert, had been buried in the tomb with Jesus. And when Jesus rose again, it went to heaven with him. So Benny the Eater Easter Bunny will be doomed to earth as a sugar-addicted bunny for the rest of time.
Did you hear yourself?
Yeah.
Either your Adderall did come back in, or we need to get your Adderall.
I took my Adderall today.
Yeah. Okay. Obviously.
Do you have any questions?
So, no. What a disturbing story.
It really went all
did
over the map.
Did you write it in one, like, in just, like, stream of consciousness style? Mm-hmm. So you didn't go back. There were no edits.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Couldn't you tell?
There's no chocolate in a payday bar. Wanted to really hammer that home.
Really?
No. Nuts and caramel.
That's what you got from all of it?
I mean, something I clocked as a prospective producer.
As a writer. Okay, fair.
How do you feel about that?
Not great. Reading it back, I thought it was very creative. I thought, wow, golden egg, chocolate. Why was he always out only one time a year? I thought I really had done a good job.
That was 10 minutes if it was one. It was, okay, we'll give you this. There was like a three-act structure to it.
Okay, yeah, twists and turns, yeah. Growth.
It needs some finessing. I don't think meth and crack are the same thing.
Aren't they?
I do love that he got addicted to meth. I wish he had like really fucked up with his family, because it was established that obviously she wasn't taking him back, but we don't really know.
Because of the meth.
Yeah, but like, did he try to sell one of his kids for meth money?
Oh, yeah. Also, these are good notes.
I thought the colorful candy was going to be jelly beans, because that's very Easter. Peanut M&M's really...
golden egg is like when you're going for egg searches, what are they called? Easter egg hunts?
Yeah.
It's the golden egg has all the money in it.
I know, but you said he saw the crackhead eating a colorful candy.
Oh, I said peanut M&M's.
Yeah.
It should have been jelly beans.
Well, in my head, I was...
All right, that's a good punch.
It's jelly beans, but then you said peanut M&M's, but you were just getting him to introduce sugar to his life.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't necessarily Easter then.
I also thought that the witch was going to banish him into a chocolate form.
That would have been good.
But then I was like, oh, how's he going to like...
Yeah, that doesn't explain the Easter bunny. Did you like the misheard... From the Eater Bunny to the Easter Bunny, or was that a stretch?
So, I didn't understand the purpose of the Eater Bunny. Like, what's he...
Because I was telling you the origin of the Easter Bunny, and I couldn't think of what the fuck is... Where did Easter come from? So, I just went, what if he used to be called the Eater Bunny?
Well, Easter, isn't that like a Catholic thing?
Maybe.
Easter Sunday?
Maybe.
Wait, but why did Jesus, mm-hmm. our Lord and Savior...
Don't point at me.
...call him Eater?
No, he said... because he knows the legend of the Eater Bunny.
But why? Okay, so who started Eater?
The witch.
She called him an eater?
Yeah, you're going to be an Eater Bunny now and just eat, 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 eat.
Oh, I forgot. Okay, I did miss that part.
Yeah, no, these are good questions. I'm sure everyone at home is probably wondering the same thing.
So I think my succinct version of this story, okay, if I were to have sat down, it would be that Jesus was into gerbil play. And on the day of his crucifixion, he couldn't find a gerbil, settled for like a small bunny.
A small bunny?
So he had the bunny in his asshole when he was being crucified.
Oh, no.
And the bunny survived 3 days and three nights or whatever.
In his dead body.
Like eating Jesus from the inside out. And then on that third day, he went and just fucking shit eggs all over the place.
Little pellets.
Full of Jesus's.
Oh, my God. What if this whole time, like, those little chocolate eggs, it's like bunny poop.
Bunny poop.
And they just slapped some color
big
on that
bunny
thing.
Bunny poop.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, when we come back from that lucid acid dream, we're going to talk about spring break. The weather is getting warmer, so it is time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now that I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from 30 doll hairs, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
I can confirm this. I'm actually wearing Quince pants right now.
You are.
They are so, they're loose, they're breezy. These babies have a button, a fly, drawstring, and elastic in the band. So I can like, I can dress them up, I can dress them down.
Yes.
They're the perfect pant for summer, and I'm really comfortable as hell in them.
Honestly, I am wearing the Quince 14 karat gold earring loop right now.
Oh my God.
I know. I think it's so cute. It does not tarnish. It is so comfy, and I have sensitive ears, so I'm really loving this for my body. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Kelsey for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Kelsey to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Kelsey. Confidants, sober girlies, are you looking to cut back or cut out alcohol this year? Come on, join me and Zach on our sober journeys. Recess Zero Proof craft mocktails are the perfect alcohol replacement. We've recreated the cocktails you know and love, like a lime margarita and a grapefruit paloma, so you can enjoy the flavors and feelings of those cocktails without the booze. That's right, zero proof, zero compromise. Listeners can get 15% off the Recess mocktail sampler at takearecess.com/Kelsey. Each can is lightly sparkling mocktail infused with functional ingredients like so many stress-balancing adaptogens made with real fruit and only 25 calories or less. It's a guilt-free way to unwind. Whether you're relaxing after work or hanging out with friends, make Recess mocktails your drink between drinks or, like me, your forever mocktail. I am so obsessed with the ginger lime mule and also the grapefruit paloma for spring. It's my favorite go-to weekend drink. Get 15% off Recess mocktails now at takearecess.com/Kelsey so you can enjoy your favorite cocktails without the consequences.
Are you doing that based on memory?
Uh-huh. That's asked me that last week.
Yeah, because that's okay. It's commendable if it works.
Okay.
And very like reckless if it doesn't.
You know me, Kelsey Chaos. They call
delusional
me
Dara.
Zachary, what is your relationship to spring break?
Spring break. Okay, so as a kid, it's obviously everything. It's the week that you get off. You're almost to summer. It's beautiful.
Why is it a week?
Isn't it a week?
Why did we get a week?
I don't know, because we just had winter break not too far before that.
Yeah.
Is there a fall break?
No.
Thanksgiving.
And we also have like Labor Day and Memorial. One of those is there.
Yeah, that so bookends we get summer. Into that.
Yeah.
For us, it was, we didn't go to school, back to school until after Labor Day.
We went in August.
Did you really know? Yeah. We always went the Monday after Labor Day. But spring breaks, and then as a college student, one of the spring breaks, we drove to Florida to do a cruise.
Oh my God.
Snuck in like 2 liter bottles of alcohol.
Yeah.
I was a slippy, sloppy mess for a week. Hooked up with a DL Marine. And
what's a DL?
Down low.
What does that mean? Oh, they don't tell you, don't ask, don't hell. But the opposite way.
The DL community is like straight guys who do gay stuff.
Oh, I didn't know they had a name.
They're on the DL.
I thought they were just closeted.
I mean, they are that too.
I love that you give them like a fun nickname instead of just being like
homophobic.
Yeah. Afraid of your own identity.
This blows my mind that Kelsey has, you have pegged men, but you've never heard the term DL. Down low.
Well, no, I know down low for DL, but I've never heard someone use it in the context of someone in the closet.
Oh, yeah, I know they're on the DL.
I know that phrase. All the fucking time I say that phrase, I did not know it meant.
You
didn't
know you're talking about gay men who are closeted. Anyway, so that was like a fun spring break. Now it means nothing to me. If anything, it means like, oh God, there's like young people set loose.
Oh, okay.
In my area. And I don't like that.
Imagine growing up in the Florida mecca of spring break. Like spring break every year. We fucking did the same shit. We all pooled our fucking money together. We'd beg our parents for $20 here, $20 here, and we would get a fucking shitty beach hotel room in a block of St. Pete Beach.
For a week?
For the week. And whoa, it would be like, this person had this room, this person had this room. And we'd do like usually, I think, Thursday through Sunday or something, the weekend. And we would just get shit tankered, dude. From morning, beach football, beach volleyball, fucking bar drinking, hopping, hula hooping, sand dollar shopping. I mean, just sunburnt. And this was the week, if you were going to hook up with someone, you got out of towners.
Yeah, you did.
You get a whole new fucking pool. But here's the catch. The guys also get a whole new pool of girls. So it was like we'd go there with all the girl group and we'd know that our guy group was there and we'd be like spying on them, seeing who they were hooking up with.
And people who were talking within your girl guy
group.
All it was of a sudden, like, drama.
All out the window. It was drama. And they were coming to us. Like people would come from all over.
Yeah, of course.
Being like, this is the place. This is the beach.
Didn't MTV like make it?
Yeah, down in there. And then they eventually moved to Miami. But it was like the spring break capital of the world.
Do you have any highlights or lowlights specifically?
Oh my God, the whole, for 12 years was probably a lowlight every year, but I almost got busted for DUIs pretty much every year.
You had a car down there?
Yeah. I would say, oh my God, what?
I feel like it's very like someone's like passed out in the bathtub.
Yes.
Someone lost their shoe somewhere.
Like
one person loses their phone on night one, and then it's like you have to
track
them because it's like, well, where's Melissa? She doesn't have a phone.
Yeah, and like getting home is like about a 30-minute drive from the beach, so you'd have to like
beach to hotel.
To our houses, like our town.
Okay.
And so, like, I just remember like once you get down there, that's it. You're like there for the weekend, unless you can hitch a ride home, and like going with like a handle of Crown. And, like, by the end of the weekend, the handle is gone.
End of the weekend?
Yeah, it
handle
was.
Handle of Crown sounds expensive.
I don't remember how we got any of that.
Was it in a big velvet bag?
Yeah, but not even bigger. A handle was even bigger. It wasn't in the velvet bag.
A handle is like a gallon,
I think,
isn't
a fifth
it?
Was the one that was in the velvet.
Got it. I thought you got, like, a pillowcase, like a velvet pillowcase.
I fucking wish. That would be cool as shit. Hey, Crown, do that. But I have news for you, Zach. You know, the spring break capital of the world is Miami.
Sure.
They're breaking up with spring break, baby. Miami has new rules for this spring break. And are you ready to fucking hear this shit?
I already don't believe it, though, because it's like, doesn't spring break probably bring in like $1 billion?
Yeah, but they're sick of it. They're sick of the kids running amok and trashing the beaches and being cuckoo heads.
And honestly, regular Miami is like cuckoo enough.
Yeah.
Without like poor teenagers.
Yes. So Miami's new rules this year are imposed for all the month of March. Curfew from... It's every Thursday to Sunday. So this is all of March, Thursday to Sunday. There's a weekend curfew from 11:59 p.m. until...
6 a.m.
6 a.m.
Is it?
Yeah.
God, I'm good.
Except for curfews, there will also be security checkpoints at every beach access point, early beach beach entrance closures, more DUI details, increased parking rates, road closures, and arrests for drug possession and violence with higher fees and crimes. So the following is illegal. This I feel like this is okay. This I understand, but to a degree. It's illegal to consume alcohol in public.
Where else would you drink alcohol?
I think you have to be home? At an establishment.
Oh, okay.
So no like drinking on the beach.
Okay. In open air situations. Yeah.
No smoking tobacco or marijuana on beaches or in parks. So no smoking fucking cigarettes.
Good.
Yeah, I think they're disgusting. No possession or consumption of narcotics. Duh. But yeah, consumption, if someone finds you, like...
Wait, is weed a narcotic?
No. I don't think so. Narcotic? I think it has to be a scheduled... Heroin? I think it has to be schedule blank narcotic. Schedule one narcotic. Maybe.
Okay.
No, you know what? I don't know. Someone comment below.
Where's the don't Google
it
button?
It's too far away.
Which one is it?
It's not turned the volume up.
Oh, God damn it.
No driving under the influence. No driving a scooter or vehicle irresponsibly. What does that mean? No driving a scooter irresponsibly?
If you're on a scooter, you're being irresponsible.
And zero tolerance for violence. So if there's violence, you're going to jail.
Violence is supposed to be zero tolerance always, isn't it?
Yeah, but sometimes they'll be like, hey, break it up, kids. Break, you go, all right, you go home, you go home. It's like, nah, bitch.
The hose. Oh, yeah, but they're like, you're going to jail.
So this is now prohibited on the beach. So smoking cigarettes or filtered tobacco products. And the fines range between $100 to $500 or up to 60 days in jail. No consumption of alcohol on the beach. No consumption of narcotics or marijuana. No large tents, tables, or similar structures.
Yeah, they don't want you setting up
no beer pong
on the beach.
No fucking beer pong.
Do people set up beer pong tables on the beach?
Oh my God, yeah.
It's not part of my culture.
No loud music. On the beach.
Good.
No large coolers.
Oh, that's annoying.
No glass containers or styrofoam.
I thought glass and styrofoam were already illegal.
No. What else? How else do you drink a cup out of
Red Solo cups.
Oh, my guess. I thought this was interesting. Many short-term rentals, including those purchased on Airbnb and VRBO, booked for a time period of less than 6 months. And one day are illegal in the city of Miami Beach. Fines range from $1,000 per day per violation for the first violation to $5,000 per day per violation for repeated violations.
That just fucked up a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Because you know so many people were Airbnb-ing.
Yeah.
Wow.
For the entire month of March, the following high impact measures will be in place every Thursday through Sunday. So this is Thursday through Sunday. Oh, wait.
The Airbnb thing was just for March, Thursdays through Sundays?
No, I think that might be a whole rule now.
Damn.
This is also from an article talking about Miami and spring break. So it might be spring break.
Okay.
So this is Thursday through Sunday for the entire month of March for spring break. A flat parking rate fee, $30 for every parking lot. Everywhere. Doesn't matter if you're in a timed little 15-minute meter thing.
$30.
$30 flat fee. The non-resident towing rate will be $516, double the normal rate plus a $30 administrative fee. So if you're like, fuck it, I don't care.
I'll park here anyway.
It's double $500. The normal fee for towing.
God, I thought towing was an $1,100 thing.
I don't think so.
Really?
Maybe in LA, but beach entrances will be limited to only three streets on the strip and will have security checkpoints to ensure prohibited items do not enter the beach. These entrances will also close at 6 p.m. So you got to get off the fucking beach by 6 p.m.
I thought the curfew was midnight.
Yeah, but you can't be on the beach anymore. Coolers, inflatable devices, tents, tables, and similar objects will not be permitted on the beach. No floaties, bitch! Your kid doesn't know how to swim? Too fucking bad!
Wait, is this happening right now?
Yes.
Or is it for next year?
Right now.
Because it's almost the end of March.
Well, yeah, baby, it's been happening.
Wait, are there TikToks about this?
That was my first thought. We should look it up.
Yeah.
Amplified music without a city-issued permit? Also restricted. packaged liquor stores in the entertainment district, which is like Miami Beach, are always required to close at 8 p.m. 8 p.m., bitch!
See, I bet local businesses are pissed.
Do you think? Do you think? Or do you think there's like a happy... Do you think it got so bad that it was just like, they were like, yeah, we have to do something?
Yeah, it must. You're right, it must. It must have been like a... This is not worth the extra 10 grand my business makes this month.
And it was crazy. Like, I didn't include all of it, but there were so many more links and paragraphs about the amount of, like, police, fire, EMT, like, emergency responders that are being, like, sent down there. Like, the fucking National Guard, bitch. They're like, someone help Miami. She's dying.
Why can't people just behave?
Spring break is not for behaving, Zachary.
Okay, but like, there's a beautiful world in which like everyone on spring break can be on like a silent disco AirPod thing.
Okay.
So you're listening to the music and you're whatever, you can take one out if you want to talk to someone, put it back in, party, party, party.
That solves like 1/20th of the problem.
Okay. And then,
because guess what? No big tables or speakers. No DJs are allowed.
Oh.
You'd have to be...
Yeah, you can just do it from your phone.
Okay.
A Spotify playlist.
Okay.
But then also, like, if you were actually caring about the environment and not leaving litter and stuff, I'm just saying there is a society that could, like, go hard for spring break and not destroy an environment.
I don't think you know.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think you know how hard spring break... Like, a hotel pool during spring break, I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot fucking pole. It's disgusting. And they're all like beachfront motel. Like, it's cheap. Yeah. It's easy. It's people are coming from other hotels, yeah, jumping fences. Like, I could see it being chaos.
Maybe that's where COVID started.
Well, remember how fucking pissed everyone was the first year of COVID?
Oh my God. And people were still going to spring break.
Yeah, because Miami wasn't closed yet.
I think Missouri wasn't closed either.
I remember that. It was crazy.
Like the Ozarks, COVID deniers.
Yeah.
I wish they could have all died.
What would you offer some alternative spring break suggestions besides Miami?
As a woman in her late 50s, I would say my vacations in general are more about like doing less.
Yeah.
So facts. Like, I don't even know what that looks like. Maybe like a cabin situation where there's like nightly like little things to do.
Cute.
Okay. Joshua Tree.
Yeah.
Do like a campground or a series of mini houses.
Yeah.
With friends.
You just want to do that in our real life.
I just want to do that. And it's seeping into my reality.
I would invest in a tiny home somewhere with you.
It would feel good also, Kelsey, to be like, I do own something.
I own property.
We would need to find land with a water pump on it. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, and I've looked into this, so you ain't got to tell me twice.
Okay.
I looked in like South LA. South LA.
No, I said Joshua Tree.
Oh, I'm not going out there. There's too many restrictions.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
What are you trying to do?
I want to build a tiny home village with my friends.
Oh, and they won't let you do that in Joshua Tree?
No.
Really?
They're putting so many restrictions on building vacation homes over there.
Because they want it to keep it like dark and quiet.
They want to keep it locals.
Don't they like money?
I don't think so. It's a desert.
Yeah, you're right.
It's like, as long as the cacti keep growing and the acid keeps flowing.
Wait. tell me what your alternatives would be.
Go to the snow. Spring skiing. Let me tell you, snow, when I saw
no one
Aspen.
Wants that. They've made it through the winter. They don't want to go to snow.
But it's like, it's a cheat because it's spring skiing. So it's like sunny and gorgeous and beautiful. And like that, the Aspen was fucking lit. When I was there, it was wild.
Did you know that Mammoth also often goes to like August skiing?
No.
That's what a boy just told me.
He fucking lied to your face.
I will get him on the phone.
Call him right now.
He said last year he said there was still snow in August.
No one's skiing though.
I think he made it sound like they were. Because he also knew what, you have an icon pass.
Yeah.
He knew what that was. So he must be right.
No.
I agree with you, and I love for the idea
April,
of a man being
the
wrong.
The end of April, May is insane.
Like, good?
No, that's, like, insane to make it that far.
Oh.
Like, spring skiing. You can still do that in Colorado.
Maybe you were talking about Colorado. Is Aspen till August?
No.
Huh.
Switzerland, maybe?
Did a man lie to me?
Oh,
for the
no,
first time?
Zachary, I hate to tell you the truth, but it's
I'm going to have words with this
better.
Person.
Okay. I want to be there when it happens.
Okay.
Zach, that's all we have for this week's episode of Confidently Insecure. Do you think we did it?
I think we fucking nailed it.
Wasn't that fun? Just yeah. a little bit of structure.
Yeah, that was one article that you just kind of read.
Yeah, I do that.
Bullet points?
Yeah.
No, I don't want you to change being you. I just like don't want to
do anything.
I don't want to do anything.
You don't do much right now.
When I'm doing
this.
Stuff, I'm barely doing stuff. I contribute sometimes.
Do you have anything to promote?
Oh my God, May 2nd. Netflix is the joke fest. Dynasty Typewriter. I'm doing After Hours live.
It's so fun. I'll be there.
Oh my God. It's please come May 2nd. Yeah. Dynasty Typewriter, ZachNoyTowers.com.
I don't really have anything to promote because now my retreat's over.
But
so
love the website because I bet you'll be posting like the next dates in the next like month or two.
Go follow the Instagram at Don't Panic Retreat on Instagram. Just go see how much fun we had.
It's such a good branding.
Thank you. Okay. I love you guys. See you next week. Bye.